We are learning Mesechtes Menachos Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Pei Daled Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Tanhasa. Look at the Mishnah like this: Eim Avim Bekurin Chutz B'Shivas Aminim. We know that there's a carbon, a type of carbon called Bekurim. It's not really a carbon. It's before Truma. Before Truma, we take Bekurim. Bekurim is the first crops that grow in your field. You bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you give it to the Kohen. It's really one of Matnas Kahuna, really. It's like a Truma type of din. So it's called Bekurim. Bekurim is only from the Shivas Aminim. From the Shivas Aminim, which is Eretz, it says in the Pasuk, Eretz, Chita Saira, Gefen Rimoin, and it's the seven Aminim. That's the seven Aminim. It's the only thing being Bekurim. And now, even then, which one of the Shivas Aminim is Tamarim, which is Dvash. Dvash is Dvash Tamarim, which is the Tamarim, which is dates. It's only certain type of dates. The Mishnah says, "V'loy mitamarim shebaharim, v'loy mepeirish shebamakim." You can't bring from tamarim that grow in the har, because those are not good. They're too sweet. They're bad. V'loy mepeirish shebamakim. You can't take from the tefuah that's in the amakim. It's in the valleys, and that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, dam akvenat. So ama ula imhevi loy kiddush. If you brought that as bekurim, loy kiddush does not get the kedusha as bekurim. Bekurim has a kedusha, a certain kedusha like truma, doesn't get that kedusha. Yosef Rabbah become Allah Shmait, so Rabbah said over Ula's halacha that loy kidesh, Esve Rab Achabar Abba Rabbah. Rab Achabar Abba argues on Ula, and he has a kasha to Rabbah on Ula. It says in the Brice like this: the Pasuk says, Karban Rashis Takriva Oisim Lashem, Vel Mazbech Layal Rech Nechayach. Now, Karban Rashis is referring to two things. It's referring to the Shtei Alechem, which is Chametz, and it's referring to the Vash, which is Bekurim. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. Common ratio, stay ratios chal menachos. Now, halacha is the Bekurim and Shtei Lechem have to be the first of all menachos. V'chein Weimer, and Taka says in the Pasuk in regards to Shtei Lechem, V'kuribchem mincha chadosh l'Hashem v'shvoi seichem. Say li ala chadosh shachitim. You only know chadosh shachitim, which means that has to be the first menachos. Have to be v'chitim chadoshim. Chadoshim shal sa'ir menayin. How do you know that minchas kenoyos, you shouldn't bring a Michas Kenoyis before the Shtei Alechem? Rashi has two pshatim. We'll go with, let's say, that pshat, meanwhile. How do you know that Michas Kenoyis also cannot be brought, even though it's Sarim, it can be brought before the Shtei Alechem? How do you know? Chadosh Sarim Menayin. Tavalei Mechadosh Chadosh. It says twice in the Pasuk, in the Psukim regarding Shtei Alechem, it says twice Chadosh. It says one time, V'yamek Purim V'krivka Michadosh L'Hashem. That's in Parashas Pinchas. And it says Parashas Emor, V'krav Michadosh L'Hashem. It says twice chadasha, and it's both by Shtei Alechem, but I'm in the Indian lechadasha shachitim through Indian lechadasha shal sa'irim. We'll use it for chadasha sa'irim, which according to Rashi's first pshat, it's referring to that the michas kenoyis, any michas of sa'irim, also has to wait to bring from the chadash. You have to wait till after the Shtei Alechem. You have to wait Shtei Alechem. And Rashi has, as another mahalach, also ayin sham in the Rashi kisviyat. So we know from the word, extra word chadasha. How do you know that the Shtei Alechem has to be before the Bekurim? You can't bring the Bekurim before the Shtei Alechem. So it says in the Pasuk that the Chag Shavuos is Tasalach, that's you do first, and afterwards Bekurei Ketzir Chitim. Chag Shavuos is referring to the Yom Tov Shavuos, which you bring the Shtei Alechem. That comes before the Bekurim. How do you know before the Sa'irim as well that it has to be first? How do you know that the Shtei Alechem has to be before the Bekurim of Ketzir Sa'irim? Which is mashma in every case. Every case, everything has to be before everything. It has to be before all the everything that you bring. Now, Tizra, only what you planted. Olma Aleim. Let's say Olma Aleim. Maybe that I can bring Bekurim first. Menayin Tamalaymar Basada. Veinliel Basada. Menayin the rabbis. How do you know that even Bekurim that's brought Shevegag grows on the roof. Shevechurva grows in a dilapidated house. Veshevaotzis or it's in a flower pot. Veshevasvina it's in a boat. How do you know that Bekurim from that also has to be only after the Shtei Alechem? Tamalaym Bekure Kol Hashavaretzom. Everything. How do you know that the Shtei Alechem has to be before, you can't bring Yayin Chadosh or Peres Elon Bekurim before the Shtei Alechem? How do you know those things you can't bring, like Nesachim of Yayin or Peres Elon for Bekurim? How do you know that has to be after the Shtei Alechem? Which is why Sukkos. Malahal Nesach and Paris Elon, just like there, it's referring to Nesach and Paris Elon, because B'chag HaSukkah is already, everything is cut, including Nesach and Paris Elon, Afkan Nesach and Paris Elon. Ad Kan, this Brisa. Now Rav Acha bar Abba uses the Brisa, the Asakasha, on Ula. Ula, you said, Tamarim Shevaharim and Paris Shevamakim, since they're not high quality Paris, there's no Bakurim. Here we find Ketani Mia Shebegag Shebechorba Shebeotzev Shebesfina, that we find over here that these peiros or tvua, anything that grows on a roof or chorba otzev sfina, you bring bikurim from it, even though it's not high quality. So how can you say that dafka high quality is good? It's a furish in this price, then you don't need high quality. So Gemara answers seifa oson lemenachos. You're right. According to Ula, he has to learn that Menai L'Rabbis Shevegag Shevechor V'Zoshevshina is referring to Menachos, not regarding Bikurim. It means, how do you know that these Menachos cannot be bought before the Shtei Alechem Tamalem Bikurim Kol HaShabaretzom? And Avada, we're talking about Menachos and not Bikurim, because Bikurim Mechlal you don't bring from such inferior type of tool. Mask of Lorav Ada Barahava Ihochi Hainu Duchsiv. It says in the pasuk called Tar. It says in the pasuk called Tareischa Yechelenu Ve'iminachos Lezichrei Kohuno Demesachlin. The kasha is that this pasuk that we're learning out Bekurei Kolash of Aretzom was saying that what's it doing? It's being marbe minachos. That minachos also have to be after Shtei Alechem. What's the whole pasuk? The whole pasuk was like this: Bekurei Kolash of Aretzom Hashem Yevu LaHashem L'Chayiyeh Kol Tar Ve'ischa Yechelenu. Which sounds like that anyone can eat it, anyone in the family. Now, if it's menachos, only zichrei kuhuna allowed to eat it. It's kachim kachim. Yochanan some kol tar veischa yechalai. So avim menachos zichrei kuhuna demesachlin. Only zichrei kuhuna can eat it. And we're saying now this pasuk on menachos. Amar Rashi shiur, you can split the pasuk. Terei kray ksivi. You learn the pasuk. It's really two things. Ksiv lechayiyah, but ksiv kol tar veischa yechalai. Okay, it's a kam v'kurim kam v'nachos. The first half of the pasuk v'kurei kol asher ba'aretzom ashevi'u la'ashem l'chol yihyeh, that's going l'scharim. Kol tar v'eschich lenu, that's going on v'kurim. So you split the pasuk in half. Like Rashi says in Kisei Yab, hay kro gufei ksiv v'kurei kol asher ba'aretzom l'chol yihyeh v'nash v'l'chol l'kyoitzabach. That's l'scharim, that's scharim. Only the men. V'chsiv inami kol tar reish l'kro b'menachos v'sefer v'kurim. Bach drosh of the gav churba as a reish of the krok as only reish of the pasuk kuri kol shab aratzom. That's one mahalach. Rav Ashi am a little different mahalach. Kulav menachos, the whole pasuk is a menachos. You don't have to split the pasuk. The sefer that says kol tar veis yerchalos, so I was talking about the sefer krok also lach mitayda. Everyone in the family is allowed to eat it, even the truma of lach mitayda. The four that go to the kohen, the whole family can eat it, just like any like chaz v'shoyk or something that the kohen gets. The whole family of kohanim can eat it. Even the Noshim could eat it as well. So to Gemara Vayter, this Machloikis, Ula, and Rav Acha Ba'aba, if Kideh Shanaat is really the Machloikis, Rav Yechanan Rav Shlokish, Pluk the Rav Yechanan, Mem Hevi like Kiddush. If you bring it like Kiddush, if you bring this inferior type of Tvua, Paris, Tvua, Bakurim, like Kiddush, Shlokish Omar, Mem Hevi, Kiddush. If you brought it, it is Kaddish. Why? Nasa kachas v'kachim. Just like v'kachim, then you have to bring minam mufchor. It's not ma'akev. Here also, it's not ma'akev. You have to bring a shivas aminim, the best of the shivas aminim for v'kurim. It's not ma'akev to be the best quality. So we understand Rosh Lakish. But Bishlam Rosh Lakish, Kedama time, we understand his reason. Rabbi Yechon, my time, what's Rabbi Yechon says? It's loy kiddish. Really, the same question you asked on Ula before. Why loy kiddish? Rav Elazar, Rabbi Yechon, so Rav Elazar say a pshat. He says like this. Rabbi Yechon chazoy b'chaloyim. I saw Rav Yechanan, which is Adam Gadol, in my dream. Nilsa ma'ayisa amina. I'm going to say something good. Amakra, the pasuk says, in regards to Bikurim, it says like this. V'lakachta mereishis kol priya adam asher tovi me'i artzecha asher Hashem alkecha noisilach v'samta batana. That's the pasuk says. V'lakachta mereishis, and also says asher tovi me'i artzecha. And we dash like this. Amakra mereishis loika reishis. Me'i artzecha v'loika artzecha. And that's Rav Yechon Dash like this. May Reish Loi Kol Reish teaches us that it has to be Dafka the Shivas Aminim. May Artzach Loi Kol Artzach is teaching us that it, even in the Shivas Aminim there are limitations. If it's inferior, it won't be Kaddish. You have two limitations there. First of all, May Reish Loi Kol Reish teaches us that it has to be Dafka Shivas Aminim. Then it says May Artzach and not everything also is coming to teach us that it has to be Mufkar Diga Peres. What does Shlokish do with the word Artzach? Shlokish Artzach May Avalei. Like may Artzcha really say my overlay. It says over here Eretz, and says by the pasuk that's praising Eretz Yisrael. It says Eretz Chitos Oira VeGefen Museino VeRimon Eretz Yisrael VeDvash. That's the pasuk of Shivas Amidim. So Zok the Gemara. That's how we know that Bekurim Shivas Amidim for word Eretz. Eretz Milhalon Eretz Malhalon Shvach Eretz Avkan Shvach Eretz. That means just a Meirachis. I wouldn't know exactly what. I know it's part, but I don't know what. What can I bring? Eretz Megalatos the Shivas Aminim. So how does Rav Yechon know that? V'idach Eretz Meir. It says Eretz is Meir. Eretz Meir is coming to Mayit. Not everything. V'idach Eretz Meir. It's Le'mashvle. He doesn't agree to that drasha of Eretz Meir. He doesn't agree to that drasha. Now we have a brayis like this. Tanei Chada. So what we're coming out is really machlokes. Rav Yechon and Mishlokish. If you could bring Bekur Mechlal from something that's inferior. According to Rav Mishlokish, if you brought it, you're not supposed to bring it. But if you bring it, it works. Rav Yechon says it does not work. And we had also the same machlokes before Ula also. Ula Ravach Ba'aba. So the Gemara, Tani Chad, we have a braisa, it says one braisa like this, Shevagag v'shevachurba, if it grows on the roof or in the churba, or Shevaatzitz, it grows in a flower pot, v'shevasfina, in a boat, maybe v'kari, you bring v'kurim and you even lane the parasha. V'tani Yiduch, maybe v'nikari. The other braisa says, in such a case, where you bring inferior stuff, maybe v'nikari. So it's mashba, either way, v'shore, bring v'kurim. Shav's kari now. So v'shore on shlokas, it's good. Gaga gaga like kasha. When it's a gag of a Mayro, which is like regular ground, the gag of a cave is regular ground, there you may be vikari. On the top of a roof of a house, that's inferior. And in such a case, it'll be maybe ve'ena kairi. You'll bring it, you're not going to lay in the parasha. Parashas of vidu vikurim, you're not going to read that parasha. Churva, churva like kasha also. Because kama churva avuda, kama churva is in avuda. It depends. Not every churva is equal. Some churva is avuda. The land is worked through. So then you kairet. Then you read the parasha of bikurim. It's a chatchila dega bikurim. And so, but when it's in avuda, that's a maybe in a kairet. Again, your sukkah sheet also holds even a furrier stuff is maybe vein a kairet. So that would be the chilek if it's churva, if it's avuda or not. That would be chilek if it's avuda or not. And weiter, what's otzatz like kasha? Can be nokav, can be shein nokav. What's the word with nokav, with a hole? Then it's maybe kari. And ein nokav is maybe ein kari. And pasuk that will be is because that's really midrabbanim. Because ein nokav really is not considered growing at all. It's worse than being inferior. It's not growing in the ground at all. That would be midrabbanim. That's what maybe ein kari. And sfina like kasha. Can be sfina shel eitz. Can be sfina shel cheres. By sfina shel cheres maybe kari because. It's like cheres is porous and it's like attached to the ground. It's like an otzah shein nokav. That's all Rosh Lakish's world. Now on top of that, peah heim and aleph. Elor Rav Yechonon kasha tshver. Why is it tshver? Rav Yechonon holds it's never kaddish. Here we're saying either way, it's maybe vein a kara, but you bring it. So the Gemara Tanoi. Rav Yechonon found the Tana like him. The Tana to the Brisa. Shevagag v'shevachurva maybe v'kara. Sheva otzah shina ini maybe kol ikar. And it's mashma like this. The way the Rav Rashi Kesviyah explains is that Shugag Shuvachorva, we're talking about a gag of a Ma'ara and a Chorva that's Avuda. There may be Kairi, because there it's probably quality stuff as well. But with Shuvatz of Shuvasfina, ain't a Mavi Kol Iker. But Otz of Shuvasfina, there ain't a Mavi Kol Iker. You don't bring it at all. It's Mashma in any case, even Otz of Snakov, and even with Shuvasfina of Cheres, you don't bring it at all. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon. There's no real right to Rabbi Yechonon on Gag Shevachorva, which Tosfos deals with a little bit. Tosfos Masechet Tanoi says Tema Kati Kasha Rabbi Yechonon on Gag Vechorva. So there he still has a little problem because Mashma that Gag Vechorva you could have a Vikari. Vikari is inferior, even if you say it's Ma'ara and it's Avuda, but still it's inferior. So Tosfos is a little bit blive shver for Rabbi Yechonon exactly what the Mahalach is. It said in the Mishnah that a Kulon in the Boyes of Amufchar, and we spoke in the Mishnah. We're not sure. It sounds like a little bit from Rashi and Kesviyah, maybe a little bit that's talking about Shtei Alechem, but talking about all Menachos, we're not sure if it's all Menachos or Shtei Alechem, that says that Shtei Alechem the Omer, and maybe all the Menachos have to come from the place that's Mufchor. What are the places that Mufchor? It says Machnias v'zatecha, that's Alpha Losayos, that's number one. Shnielem is a place called Afarayim. So the Gemara over here just brings down a memra about this place called Afarayim. Afarayim, which is actually mentioned in Rashi and Chumash. Omri le Yoichanei umamrei le Moshe. When Moshe was doing the Nisan in Mitzrayim, So Yoichna and Mamre, who were big kishuv machas, they were the chief kishuv machas, the chief sorcerers in Mitzrayim. They told Moshe, Tevnat the machas of Ephraim. Ephraim was a place. Ephraim was full of tevin, like we see. It was one of the best places of tevua. You bring tevua, you bring straw into Ephraim. It's like it's a waste of time. They have so much there. So he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're bringing in kishuv into Mitzrayim. Like magic in Mitzrayim is like a dime a dozen. Amalhu, Moshe Rabbeinu answered, like Lefi, what you're tinding, Amri Inchi, Lemosa Yarka Yarka Shako Shkoil. So the place where there's a lot of vegetables, bring more vegetables. Because everyone goes there to buy vegetables. So he's saying here also, everyone comes here to get kishuv, so I bring more kishuv here. That doesn't make sense. Obviously, he wasn't answering the question, just it was a stupid question, so he answered with that answer. The answer really was that Moshe Rabbeinu was not kishuv, first of all, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and second of all, it was better than that kishuv. Like it says in the Psukim that the Mata of Aaron actually swallowed up their snakes, and also they couldn't make kinim, and so on and so forth. So Betzem, it was not kishuv, but he just answered lefid varenu, lefid with your words, the lefid varav, lefid your words. I'm answering you that actually it's good to bring more vegetables to the place that I have vegetables, because that's where everyone comes for vegetables. Same thing, I'll bring more kishuv to Mitzrayim, where everyone comes for kishuv.